Oh, look, Olivia, the number of times you go to battle and don't have a win, it's really nice when we actually do. And this has been a very significant turnaround, and it will be a benefit to West Australian producers.
So what discussions have you had with the Premier's office?
Well, the obvious ones, that there is no point in saying that we're going to be part of an Asian food boom and that Australia's future lies in supplying Asia with the necessities of life and then closing down a trade office. It was just an absolute no-brainer that if we're going to be there, we need to have an office there. I was somewhat appalled to hear that the office had a very limited access to the important people there. If you've got people up there that are supposed to be representing us, then that's exactly what they should have been doing.
Now, of course, Indonesia is a very significant market for our live cattle, grain. Why do you think that the Premier would even consider this? Does it show a bit of a disconnection between what you want and what his decisions?
Look, we've always had that disconnection. I'm in the process right now of attempting to have a meeting with the Premier. It's been over 18 months since we did that in the past, and I'm somewhat surprised that in view of the fact that the downturn in mining is occurring and that agriculture is supposed to be now going to step up and fill the gap, that the Premier hasn't sought a much more in-depth interface with the industry than has actually occurred.
So what sort of assistance is needed in the Indonesian market when it comes to agricultural business?
Look, it's all about contact. I don't think government needs to do the business, but the capacity to open the doors and establish the contacts. And this is classic in China too, because we've now got Jenna Reinhart with the access she has through the iron ore deal she's putting in place, and the same thing with Cookie Forest. It's about access at the top levels and getting the right sorts of people to pay attention to what we do and then stepping aside and allowing the people with the product to actually enter that market.
Do you know much more about this role of the new agriculture officer in Jakarta?
Look, it's early days yet, and I wouldn't like to preempt anything. I understand that the trade with Indonesia has been largely agricultural, and the only real growth that's occurred in the last decade has been agricultural. But with this massive middle class sort of moving forward, Australia should be sort of well-placed to meet that market. What we want up there is someone that's going to do the deal. I remember, if I can step back in history a little bit, that when Churchill was the Prime Minister of England and they landed north of Rome on Italy, the Anzio landings I referred to, and what Churchill actually said was, I wanted a fighting lion, and what I got was a stranded whale. And in that military sense, what we want here is a vibrant office that's going to get up there and really open doors and make things happen, not just an office that has people in it that are paid an exorbitant salary and not achieving things. So ultimately, it will be time that determines whether we're actually going to have an office that will be of benefit to us or not, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
The Department of State Development will advertise to fill that regional director position shortly. What experience do you think is necessary to fill that role?
Look, I think mostly an understanding of how Indonesia works and the way you go about opening doors. So many of the people I talk to that deal with China find that the hardest thing of all is actually gaining access to the right people. And you'd hope that if we have this office in Indonesia, they will identify the right people and then put our business, people that are actually involved in export, into the offices of these people and then and step out of it, because government does not have a part to play in commercial activities. It's this opening the door part of it that they are probably going to be of the greatest benefit to us.
Tony Seabrook, thanks for speaking with us this afternoon.
Fine, Olivia.